The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. I'm your host, Michael Clements. This week we talk with Missouri Corn CEO Gary Marshall on the 20th anniversary of the National Plant Genome Initiative. That's coming up in just a moment.
It's that time of year, Tiger fans. Time to cheer on Mizzou and time for Missouri corn farmers to take to the field to harvest this nation's top crop. This means we'll be sharing our roadways with large farm equipment. As you're traveling to the zoo, stay alert, slow down, and help share the road. After all, our roots are in agriculture and Mizzou football. A message from the Missouri Corn Checkoff, Missouri corn farmers, and their families.
Again, our guest this week is Gary Marshall, CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. And Gary, a wonderful milestone to celebrate the 20th anniversary just last week of the National Plant Genome Initiative.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. It's been 20 years since that project was started. What a tremendous, innovative project that has led to so much new research, not only on corn, but on a number of other plants and animals all across the spectrum. It's absolutely amazing, and it was started 20 years ago.
Well, at the time when the idea was being crafted, how did that process take place?
Well, it's kind of amazing, the story. It all started with an idea that a gentleman by the name of Bob Mustel, who was our main research at the National Corn Growers, had. And so he brought the idea to Missouri Corn because we had a Senator, Kit Bond, who was looking for some new project to get involved with to help support agriculture. I'll never forget, it was Sam Cobb, who was my checkoff chairman at the time. Myself, Bob Mustel, sat down with Kit Bond, our U.S. Senator, and we kicked this idea out. And the problem was there was no new money available at all across the research spectrum for agriculture. So to his credit, Senator Bond did that. He went to the National Institute of Health and was able to pull monies from their baseline budget, which they had a lot of extra dollars, over into agricultural research. That's how it all got started then to this point today, where not only are we talking about genome mapping, but now we're talking about phenome mapping, which is the next step down the road. Absolutely amazing from that initial start where we're at today.
Taking a look at the work over the last 20 years of mapping the corn genome and beyond, what has that done for the corn farmer here in Missouri and those corn farmers across the nation?
Well, if you just look, for instance, at the production of corn in the U.S., we're more than double the production we had in those days. Our average yield is up dramatically, and it's all due to the ability to transform corn plants to help protect from disease, to help protect from insects, to increase the yield, to bring more of an ability to capture moisture and uptake nutrients. I mean, it's across the broad spectrum. It's how you raise corn in the United States today and really across the world. And it's not just corn now, because we've cracked the genome on a number of other products. But at the time, we were in a race with Asia, who were wanting to crack the genome on rice. We were in a race with Europe, who wanted to crack the genome on wheat. And we were able to put money into this. An initial chunk, I know, went to the University of Missouri, somewhere around $12 million to help get this project initially started. It truly was an amazing event, and it all started in Senator Bond's office about 20 years ago out in Washington, D.C.
Well, as we wrap things up, Gary, how important is it for Missouri farmers to see the last 20 years of research continue into the next 20 years and beyond?
Well, it shows exactly what we do with corn checkoff dollars. We provided the basic foundation. Missouri corn, along with Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, all of us putting our monies together, farmers' money, putting it together in St. Louis as a part of this project, matching it up with federal dollars, a perfect public-private partnership where everybody puts some money in and we have an idea and it comes to fruition. It's much the same thing happened just a few years later with the ethanol industry. So it's a type of project that we do where we marry the checkoff side with the grower side. Whenever you get those two things working together and you get these farmers like Sam Cobb at that point and the guys we've got today leading the industry, it's absolutely amazing what we can do. And 174 bushels per acre average in Missouri this year is simply amazing. Back in those days, if we made 125, it seemed really, really good. So it's amazing what's happened, and the productivity of the American farmer continues to grow because of projects just like this.
Well, here's to 20 plus more years of that research continuing. Gary, thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Michael.
Learn more about Missouri Corn online. Visit mocorn.org.